This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. A bill introduced into the state Senate by Senator Ben Hueso, a Democrat from San Diego, has run into plenty of opposition from city and county leaders across the state. The California State Association of Counties and the California League of Cities, along with the Rural County Representatives of California, have all opposed Senate Bill 649 that would completely strip local and county governments of the ability to negotiate public benefits and regulate where and what equipment telecommunications companies can place on public property. Currently, telecoms must negotiate with local governments when they install any equipment, regardless of size. And as the telecoms move to new 5G equipment, they're pushing to deregulate the process, and opponents argue it will hurt cities and counties financially and give telecoms a free ride on public property without proper public oversight. Firefighters responded to a report of a small grass fire on the Samoa Dunes last night, shortly after 9 o'clock. Fire crews found a small grass fire burning alongside Old Navy Base Road that was being fed by the wind. The small blaze burned a few hundred yards of grass before it was contained and extinguished. In southern Humboldt, a small brush fire in an area between Old Briceland Road and Spurl Creek Road brought down a PG&E power pole and cut power to hundreds of customers. Firefighters from Garberville, Redway, and Cal Fire responded to the scene at about 8:30 and had the fire contained and extinguished by 9 o'clock. PG&E dispatched crews to repair damaged transmission lines. There were no injuries reported in either incident. A be on the lookout has been issued by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office for 22-year-old Weston Riley of Covelo, wanted in connection with an alleged shooting incident Tuesday afternoon. Witnesses at the scene reported that Riley, upset that his mother had banned him from her property, threatened a caretaker and her two friends before he allegedly fired two rounds from a handgun and two more rounds from a rifle. Riley remains at large and is considered armed and dangerous. The county coroner identified the victim in a fatal fire at a Fortuna trailer court as 76-year-old Martha Robertson. Firefighters responded to the scene early Tuesday morning and found heavy fire coming from the trailer at the Royal Court Mobile Estates. The home was heavily cluttered, and that impeded firefighters from entering and searching for victims. Robertson died from smoke inhalation. The cause is under investigation. And the County Drug Enforcement Unit confiscated thousands of growing marijuana plants after serving a search warrant at a property in Hyampom on the county line. Law enforcement saw several men flee the scene as they arrived, although no arrests were made. More than 5,400 plants were found at the unpermitted grow, along with illegal water diversion, grading, and tree removal violations. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a warning to residents regarding a phone scam that has been reoccurring in the area. A male caller will impersonate a member of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office and will tell you that you missed jury duty and a warrant has been issued for your arrest. The caller will then instruct you to meet with a third party at the Sheriff's Office building in Eureka. Residents are reminded that the Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement agencies do not make phone calls of this nature, and if you experience that type of phone call, you are encouraged to contact law enforcement.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt County government has been at the forefront in the establishment of cannabis regulations following the passage of the Medical Marijuana Act and then Prop 64 that decriminalizes personal cultivation, possession, and use. Supervisor Estelle Fennell spoke about the issue on Talk Shop and pointed out that the initial version of the county's ordinance ran into heavy opposition, including a lawsuit. The county has taken steps to revise the ordinance and that the final revision will happen in September after the final environmental impact report is filed. Fennell said that she is confident that conflicts between the county and local cities and property owners will be addressed.
So looking at the big picture, I want to make sure that we don't take away people's rights, either the neighbors or the property owners. We have to find a way that will work. And I think that once we've had a chance to revamp this ordinance through the environmental impact report process, we will have found the perfect solution.
The elephant in the room remains the federal government. Fennell hopes that with marijuana normalization happening at the state level across the country, the feds will catch up.
We are hoping that eventually down the line that the federal government will make it possible to do banking, which will make it a lot easier and a lot more secure, and will also allow those funds to be used in the community. If this is going to be part of the community, hopefully the federal government will see the wisdom of that.
You can listen to Supervisor Estelle Fennell talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.